coming. 1 second. What are you doing here? No, I didn't. No, I didn't text you to come over. Let me see it. Oh, yeah, no, I was in class when this was sent. I didn't even have my phone on me. I left it here, at home, and only my roommate. I'm gonna kill her. I think my roommate used my phone to send you that text. Because, well, you're here anyway, so why don't you come on in and I'll explain it, I guess. Do you want a water or soda? Beer? Anything? There's a bunch of stuff in the fridge. You can go and take whatever you want. While I text her. Oh, I'm texting my roomie to see what's up with her. She's on a bus home right now for the weekend, and I hate her so much right now. No. She's a great roommate and one of my best friends. But this? This is so not cool. She shouldn't have invited you over pretending to be me. But you're here. So, how have you been? How's the semester going? Good. Yeah, I am. I saw that you made the dean's list last semester. And I'm not surprised. You were always such a good student. Classes for me are going okay, I guess. I took less credits this semester to lighten up my workload a bit. I think I overcommitted last term. Right. I guess I am avoiding the elephant in the room. I'm sorry, I just don't know where to start exactly. Here, why don't we sit down? So when you confessed that you had feelings for me, I got really panicky and confused. We'd been friends for so long. So long. And I didn't know that you felt that way about me. Well, you remember that project we worked on in biology back in high school? I had a massive crush on you. But you were dating she who will not be named. So I had to bury those feelings. And as we got to know each other better, I was perfectly content and happy with just being your friend. I loved hanging out with you and studying with you and going off to visit colleges with you. But I never allowed myself to think it would ever be more than what it was. Or at least what I thought it was. Just two close friends. Best friends. Anytime I caught myself thinking of you, you know, romantically, I would just force myself to forget about it. And so that became my default state of being. And then you told me what you told me. That you had feelings for me. And like I said, I panicked. I had spent so much time and energy keeping my feelings down. And all of a sudden, my brain didn't know how to process this new information. So I said the first thing that my brain thought of saying, that this isn't a good idea. And the look on your face that you gave me, it was so heartbreaking. Betrayal, hurt, and I broke. I broke. So I gave you that half-assed hug, and I ran away, and I hid in my room and just cried and cried and cried, and I thought about calling you or texting you, but then I kept thinking of that look on your face, and I'd break again. And that's how it went for days and days and weeks. I started probably writing 50 emails to you. But what could I say? And it was around that time that I figured out what was really wrong with me. The fact is that I did want to be with you, and I blew it, and you never sent me any texts, or called me, or even emailed me, so I knew you were mad, or at least hurt by me, and I figured that you never, ever wanted to talk to me again. And I couldn't figure out how to fix it. So when classes started back up a few weeks later, I was happy for the distraction. But it was so hard to get you out of my head. I talked to her, to my roommate, about you all the time. And she told me that I just needed to talk to you and work it out. Get some closure one way or another. Closure. I hate that word. That's what she just texted me, actually. Get your closure. Just talk to him. I was building up the courage to do that, you know. Every time I'd convince myself to do it, I'd see your face all over again. But I was getting there. I had almost convinced myself to give it a shot. And then, last week, I saw you in the quad. You were sitting in the grass, talking and laughing with this pretty girl. You were wearing that blue shirt I liked. And you were putting dandelions in her hair. And I shattered. I didn't even break. I shattered. I ran back here and I cried. And I cried and I cried for days. The only time I left my room was to go to class. And even then, it was all I could do not to burst into tears in the middle of a stupid lecture. Because you looked so happy, and I knew I knew then that I could never try to come back into your life at that point. That I can never jeopardize that happiness that I saw on your face. I wanted you to have that happy look on your face forever. Instead of the pain I had caused you. So. That's the story. And I don't think that it's fair of my roommate to invite you over here just so we can both drag up old hurt feelings. So I'm really sorry. I'm so, so sorry that this happened. But mostly I'm sorry for hurting you. I'm so, so sorry for hurting you. The biggest regret of my life. And I never, ever want to hurt you again. So I've decided to transfer to another school. This way you never have to worry about accidentally running into me and reopening old wounds. And vice versa. I don't know where yet, but I'm going to send out some applications this weekend. But I just want to reassure you that you'll never have to worry about me hurting you again. No, no, stop. You can't do that. Please. I know I hurt you, but please don't. Don't toy with my emotions like that. No. No. I saw you with that girl. I know you moved on, and I'm not gonna let you turn back now. You're clearly happy with her, so just go. Just go and be happy. I saw her looking at you. Acting. How is that acting? What, you're just acting in the middle of the quad? No, please don't do this to me. Please. I physically can't take it anymore. Fine. You sat there silently for my long-winded explanation. I'll let you explain. Rehearsal? It was a rehearsal for you're in drama class? You really don't have any feelings for her? And she definitely doesn't have any feelings for you. Wow. She's a really good actress. You can tell her that. I was 100% convinced that she was in love with you. Give that girl an Oscar. Wait. Wait. So you're not mad at me? Wait. Do you still have feelings for me? Because honestly, I have so many feelings for you that I feel like I'm gonna burst. The look on your face right now. You don't even have to. Wait. Are you acting right now? Stop laughing at me. So you do. You still And I miss you so much. Come here. Come on, come here, sit on the bed so I can sit on your lap and kiss you properly. Wrap my arms around you. Here, you can take my shirt off if you want to. Yes, I definitely want you to. I want to feel your body next to mine. Oh, no. It unhooks here in the front. Here, lift up your arms. That's better. I love feeling your body against mine. And I love feeling your hands run all over my back. Oh, kisses are my kryptonite. Of course, touch me. Touch my breasts. Yes. God, you don't have to ask. I want you to. Please. Massage them while you kiss my neck. Oh. You're making me feel so incredibly good right now. Can you feel me grinding against your lap? I might be getting a little wet. Oh, okay, that's a lie. A lot of what is going on right now. Here, look at me. I want you to make love to me. Please. Yes. I'm positive. If you think it's moving a little too fast, then we're definitely gonna need to throw me under a cold shower or something, but we can wait. I really very much want you to. Want to be as close to you as I can be right now. I want you inside me, with your body pressing down on mine. I want to feel completely surrounded by you. No. Don't have a condom. No, I'm not on birth control. Fuck. Wait, She might actually. That sneaky bitch. When I got back from class, I noticed my roommate had a box of condoms on her desk, which was odd because she's not dating anyone right now, and she's not the type of girl for casual hookups. And she's also not the type to just leave condoms out in the open. I just thought it was weird, you know? But now, I know it was all part of her little devious plan. Yeah. I think she was hoping for the best, too. Yes, she most definitely is about to get her wish, and so am I. Well, so are we. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me go. And here they are. What does it say? Measured for pleasure. And there we go. And here you are. All right, we are all set now. Let's get naked and do this. Wait. I can't believe you're going to. You're going to actually see my muffin. Yes. Yes, my. Don't make fun of me. In casual conversation, that's what I call it. I just don't go around saying pussy all the time. Okay, well. Ready? I'll show you mine if you show me yours. No, I'm very happy with what I'm seeing right now. Are you okay with me? Yeah. Then let's do this. Wait, can I put this on? Here. Let me just get on my knees. I think I have a crush on your dick. Like a huge crush. It's so hard, yet the skin is so soft. It feels so nice in my hand. Foreplay, and I will suck your dick so much more next time. But right now, I just need you inside of me. Okay? Let me just slide this condom on. There. All safe. Now, come here. Come onto the bed. Just fuck me. ready for you.
God, it's definitely been a while. I'm sorry if I'm too tight.
Yeah. I guess that's not a bad thing, huh?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No. Going. I want you all the way inside of me. God. Yeah. Please. Please kiss me. Kiss me and make love to me. God, yes. No, you're not too heavy. I like it. Look at me. I am never gonna hurt you again. Please, I'm so sorry. And I promise I'll make it up to you.
I'm sorry. I'll stop apologizing. I'm so happy right now. Oh, God. I'm so happy. God, I'm so happy you're inside of me. Fuck, I love you. I love you so much. I'm gonna come. Oh, baby, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck, you're making me feel so good. God, those deliberate thrusts.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Just keep your eyes on me, baby.
God, I want you to watch me as I come for you. I want you to watch me as I come all for you. Oh, because of you. You. Yes.
God. God, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah. I'm going. God. Yes. God. Yes.
God, I love the way you look at me. Little smile on your face as I came all over your dick.
No, don't stop. It's sensitive, but I need you. I need you to come too. I need to make you feel as good as you made me. When you're ready, pull out and come all over my belly. I want to see you come. Fuck. Good, yes. That's it, baby. I'll just keep fucking.
How did my tight pussy make you feel so fucking good? Yes.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Give it to me. Oh, give me all of that cum. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh my god. Fuck. Good.
Fuck. You're close. You're close, aren't you? Pull out. Pull out. Take your gun off. Yes. That's it. That's it. Come all over me. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, God. Paint me with your fucking cum. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, hell yeah. Keep stroking it. Oh, fuck, give it all to me. Give it all to me. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, you came so fucking hard. That first cut got me in the chin. No one. Oh, I like it. Let me scoop up your cum. Yummy. Next time you can do that in my mouth if you'd like. Come here. Oh, cuddle me. I can't stop smiling. Do you have anywhere you need to go to? No, I'm not kicking you out. Just the opposite. I want you to stay. Will you get under the covers and snuggle with me for a little while? It's a small bed, so you're gonna have to snuggle real close. Yeah, I can share my blankies. Oh, thank you for coming over. Thank you for being so understanding about my stupidity. Just, thank you. Oh, yeah. I will definitely thank her too. And in fact, can I take a picture of us here in bed to send to her? She'll be so happy that her plan worked. Okay, hold on. There. What? I'm just texting her something with it. I told her that we're gonna spend the rest of the weekend fucking and making love in her bed as payback. Well, there are still 11 condoms in the box, and I plan to use them all with you this weekend if you're game. Oh, I'm sure I'll think of ways to make sure you can perform that much. There's a lot of lost time to make up for, after all.